Hey, this is Andrew Garfield, and you're listening to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Thank you. Hey there, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. This is Armand here. Today is episode 60. It's the, I believe, sixth part of our untranslatable series. Today, the word that we're going to sonically translate is a word from Easter Island. It's called tingo. And what it means is the act of taking objects one desires from the house of a friend by gradually borrowing all of them. So it's basically stealing stuff from your friend until your friend has nothing left. One by one, just taking his stuff from his house. So I thought this was a very kind of a humorous word. It felt a little silly. So today's show is trying to capture a little bit of that feeling. So it's a little, the songs today are a little silly, but I wanted it to be like the soundtrack to stealing something. So say if you were going to steal something from your friends, this would be the soundtrack that you would listen to while you're doing the act. And basically, I wanted the songs to have kind of this sly feeling to them. And a lot of the songs have what it sounds like to take steps. Like if you noticed the beginning of the first track we played, which was by the Cinematic Orchestra, I should mention. It's called Work It, and it's off their album called Man with a Movie Camera. Anyway, I'll talk about that in a second. But if you noticed the beginning of that track, there were these kind of plucked strings that kind of sounded like someone slowly sneaking up, taking steps. So that's kind of what we're going for in the show today, a sly, conniving type of sound. A lot of it was kind of influenced by old Looney Tunes cartoons, because if you watch old cartoons, they always have a classical score to them. Sometimes it'll be jazzy, but old cartoons always had a classical score, and it would always be this sneaky, every time the character slowly raises up their foot to like walk slowly, you would have this plucking string score that kind of played off his footsteps. And so we're kind of trying to go off that vibe today. Hopefully it works out. So today's show has a lot of classical elements. There's a little bit of jazziness to it, but hopefully it captures that sly kind of Looney Tunes feel to it. So anyway, like I mentioned, the first track is by the Cinematic Orchestra. It was an 8-minute track. Again, it was called Work It, and it was off their score for the movie called Man with a Movie Camera. Well, Man with a Movie Camera is a silent film from 1929 by Dziga Vertov, I believe. I've seen it. It's basically a 70-minute experimentation on film techniques. It's from 1929, so, and it's a silent film, but there's no plot. It's just a guy with a man with a movie camera going around the city and capturing images. And the techniques he uses are way ahead of his time. And you watch that and you'll be like, wow, I've noticed directors or cinematographers or whatever using these techniques today. And it's basically because of this guy. Anyway, that was the first track in today's show. We've got two blocks coming up, and then one last song at the end. This next block, it's going to start off with the song that I thought most fit this show. It was the first song that came to my mind when I thought of this idea for Tingo, and it's a song called Paddington, and it's by a German artist who goes by the name of Hauschka, who's like a modern classical kind of experimental composer, or modern classical artist, whatever you want to call it. So anyway, we'll jump into the song. It's by Hauschka, and it's called Paddington. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Let's go over what we played in that block right there. Like we mentioned, the first track was by Hauschka, who's a German artist. I mean, that's his pseudonym or his moniker. His real name, I forgot what it was, but it was a little difficult to say. And I Googled, why Hauschka? What does it mean? And the only thing I can come up with is that Hauschka was an Austrian chemist. So I don't know if Hauschka is a fan of Hauschka, but could be. Anyway, that track was called Paddington off his album called Room to Expand, which came out in 2007. And I might put up a link to this, but I put this up on one of our weekly notes once. It was an NPR interview with Hauschka, NPR being National Public Radio in the United States. I think it's national. Anyway, that's what it stands for. Anyway, he had an interview on there, and there was a series of videos where he would show basically how he would make the music that he makes. And a lot of it is really cool, because what he does is he opens up his piano and he attaches regular daily objects to the wires in the piano, or he just lays them on there. It's like he used a tic-tac box. He used paper clips and whatever, and he just puts them on the wires, and they affect the way, you know, the music sounds. And he experiments with that, and it's really cool. It was in one of our weekly notes, but I'll probably put a link to it for this episode, and you should check that out if you enjoyed that Hauschka song, obviously. After that track, we played a song by a group called The Drift, who are from the Bay Area here in California, which, for anyone outside of the U.S., that's San Francisco area. That track was called Inconsistency Principle, and it's off their record called Numena, which was their debut album, which came out in 2005. And The Drift are a jazzy take on spaghetti Western music, kind of like that. That's what their music feels like. And I mentioned this a couple episodes back, or towards the beginning of the year. The trumpeter of The Drift, named Jeff Jacobs, unfortunately passed away earlier this year. So I don't know if The Drift will continue on with a new trumpeter or not. But if they don't, The Drift will be missed, because they're a great band. Anyway, after that track, we heard a song by a band called Strangers Die Every Day. That track was called The Romanticism of Trains. And again, that track had that plucking step feeling. I don't know how to describe it, but hopefully you guys get the idea of what I'm talking about. Anyway, that track was off their debut record called They Have Already Defeated Us at What We Know Best, which came out in 2005. And they're basically a string trio with drums. So if you like that kind of chamber style music, then you'll like probably Strangers Die Every Day. They're kind of a more upbeat version, I wouldn't say upbeat, because they're not like, their music isn't lighthearted, it's not fun necessarily, but it's rapid. They like to speed things up, I think. Anyway, we'll move on to the next block now. This next song is somewhat similar to Strangers Die Every Day. It's by a band called Build, and it's called Magnet. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Let's go over what we played in that last block. Like I mentioned, the first track was by Build. It's called Magnet. It's off their self-titled record called Build. It came out in 2008. I'm familiar with them basically because they once sent me their record back when we were on the radio. I think they just sent us the album and they said listen to it, and well, I'm playing it now. So I guess their plan worked out. Yeah, again, that album came out in 2008. And Build is from Brooklyn, New York, the land of fixie bikes and artisanal foods. So yeah, after that track, we heard another artist who is now in New York, who goes by the name, or not goes by the name, it is his name. It's Nico Muley. Tom played a song by Nico Muley a couple episodes back in his curated episode. And this track that we played was called Pillaging Music. It's off his record called Speaks of Volumes, which was his debut album. I didn't know about that until I just checked it out. I mean, not just checked it out, just Googled, you know, to see what year it was from and all that stuff. Whatever. Anyway, Nico Muley, like we mentioned in the episode with Tom, is a very prolific modern classical composer. He also does film scores, most notably, he did the score for the movie The Reader, which came out couple of years back with Kate Winslet and Ralph Fiennes, which was a big Oscar-nominated movie. Anyway, after that track, we heard a very short little piece by Rachels called Arterial. It's off their record called Systems Layers, which I didn't know till whenever I do my research, I go to a website called Rate Your Music, because it lists like an artist and all their albums and ratings and all that stuff. It's a nice source. And it turns out Systems Layers was their last album. I didn't really know that. Anyway, it came out in 2003. And, yeah, so I guess Rachels are no longer with us, but Rachel Grimes, who's like, I guess, the main person in Rachels, had an album out last year called Book of Leaves. So, if you want something new by Rachels, you can check that out. Anyway, after that song, we heard probably the funnest, most lighthearted track in today's show. It was, fittingly, by a band called Tuna Laguna. I don't know much about Tuna Laguna, but except that they have a really cool band name. And they kind of sound like Jagged Jazzist. So if you like Jagged Jazzist, you should check out Tuna Laguna. That track was called Onto Tarmac, off their record called Ripples and Swells, which was their latest album, came out from 2007. And finally, we had a lot of tracks. We had 5 tracks in that block. They were all short, but anyway. The last track we played in that block was by Saddleback, called Singing Scribbles. And I believe it's the last track off their record, Night Maps, which came out in 2007. So, that's pretty much the whole show for today. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you got that sly, I want to steal stuff from my friend vibe from the show. We have one track left for you. Before we get into that, I want to say 2 things. One, someone posted something on our Facebook asking about if we ever post the playlists to the show. Because if you basically just listen to it off iTunes, there is no playlist there, obviously. And if you go to our blog, the playlist isn't written on the blog either. But if you go to each episode's respective Mixcloud page, or if you click play on the Mixcloud player on our blog, it'll show you the entire playlist. Also, like I mentioned, if you go to each episode's respective Mixcloud page, you'll find the playlist there. So we don't technically write the playlist anywhere on the blog, but it's available. You can just go to Mixcloud and you'll find it. And second thing I was going to say is basically the next 2 episodes, The next curated episode is by another staff member of the Silent Ballet, whose name is Joseph Sanicandro. He's one of the old members of the Silent Ballet, one of the early members, I should say. I don't want to call him old. And the next episode in our untranslatable series is a French word called d'apaisement. And what it means is the feeling that comes from not being in one's home country. So those are the next two episodes. Hopefully you enjoyed today's episode and you'll check those out too. We'll finish off the show with a band called Senen. There's two bands called Senen. One's from the UK and one's from Netherlands. This is the Netherlands chapter of the Senen Punch. This track is called Hearsay. It's the last track off their debut EP that came out in 2007 called Automatic Writing. And I think it's another one of those. It's similar to the cinematic orchestra song in that it's this jazzy, sly song with a little bit of pluckish type sounds in there to sound like steps or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, thanks for listening to today's show. We'll finish it off with Hearsay by Senen.